Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Last week's gospel for the Sunday of the Last Judgment, we were told if we don't do works of charity for those who are in need, it basically is a direct rejection of the Lord Himself. He told us that those people, if you reject those, you are rejecting Him. So they stand in His place. And he tells us that this matter is very serious. And I'm going to quote part from last week's gospel. "Then shall He answer them, saying, Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye did it not to one of the least of these, ye did it not to me. And these shall go away into everlasting punishment, but the righteous into life eternal." So now this week we're told, if we do not forgive men their trespasses, the Father will not forgive us. But if we do forgive others their trespasses, then the Father will forgive us. So we have two gospels in 2 weeks that are giving us things that we must do in order to be saved. It doesn't sound optional. Yet, we know that we can't earn our way into heaven through good works. None of our works are good enough. And we know that faith is a requirement. And I've seen this topic discussed in books on Catholic beliefs. And one book actually said salvation, it made a little equation, salvation equals faith plus works. So do we believe that? I thought I saw somebody shaking their head. And we sort of do. We know that we have to have both. But we don't teach it in such, I would call it a crass way as that. Because we know that the goal of our Christian life is union with Christ. So what does this have to do with union with Christ? Which the union with Christ is called theosis, which in English could be translated as divinization or deification, which doesn't sound right. Illumination actually would also be a word that could be used for that, but then it can be confused with other uses of that word. So because of all this, generally we just stick to the Greek word, theosis. Wikipedia actually has a good article on theosis. So I recommend that all of you go right home and look it up. I'm going to read part of it. "As a process of transformation, theosis is brought about by the effects of catharsis, which is purification of the mind and body, and theoria, which is the illumination with the vision of God. According to Eastern Christian teaching," that would be us, "theosis is very much the purpose of human life. It is considered achievable only through a synergy or cooperation between human activity and God's uncreated energies." I'm not going to try to explain all of that, but what this is telling us, those things that we heard in those two gospels that we think are so hard to do, with God's cooperation between us and God, we can. They really aren't that hard. And they aren't optional. But what does this have to do with the purification? Well, the purification comes first, then illumination. Illumination is basically theosis, the vision of God, when we are so close to God that we are almost like a little God, as it said. So these things, charity and forgiveness, in themselves are good things, but they are also part of our purification. Doing those things is purifying to the body and soul. So that's why, how those things are part of the process of theosis. We shouldn't forget, as the article said, theosis can only be achieved through synergy. That is a cooperation between us and God. We certainly can't do it alone. We can't save ourselves by faith alone or works alone, but only by in cooperation with Christ. Okay, the gospel this week also talks about fasting. The Lord tells us that when we fast, and he doesn't say if we fast, but we shouldn't go around looking all sad and trying to be spiritual. We should basically make ourselves look like we're not doing anything special. And God will reward us in secret, or he will reward us openly, but he sees our fasting in secret. You know, in this context, one thing that comes up a lot of times is, what if I'm visiting my sister and they're serving hamburger meat? Well, in my own life, I used to go to see my people and I'd say, look, I can't eat this right now, you know. Well, that was true maybe, but it's also a way of doing what it says not to do here, which is to, you know, act like I'm doing something special here. And, you know, I've got to, you know, you've got to accommodate me. No, so I stopped doing that. Whatever they put on the plate, just eat it. Or, you know, if you can't, if your conscience won't let you eat it, don't eat it. But don't make a big deal out of it. Don't say anything. If they ask you why you didn't eat the hamburger meat, says, I don't like the way you cook it, you know. Just kidding. So anyway, that's something that does come up. It can even come up with other Orthodox who are on the different calendar. So he tells us that in the gospel this week that if we fast in a way of showing off, then we get that reward of showing off. We get the reward in this life, and that's all we get. That's why he says don't store up treasures on earth right after that, because that's what he's talking about. You know, trying to act in a way, use your religion as a way to increase your status in the world, that's showing off. That's storing up treasures on earth. It doesn't always just mean, you know, gold and silver and cars and houses and all those things. So that's how those two are connected. And we know very well that all of those things we do, the status, the houses, the cars, will not last, the jobs and whatever. We all know that. We're all going to leave all this behind. So we should take the time that we have left to be preparing for where we're going to spend eternity. So, trying to tie all these things together, the gospel from last week and this week, theosis, storing up treasures in heaven, they are all really one and the same thing. Really, we always saying the same thing. It's really very simple. But doing these things should bring us closer to Christ, being more like him, with his help, without our cooperation, he won't violate our freedom, so we have to do our part, and then he will do his part. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.